Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who comforts us and brings rest to our souls. Amen. Dear friends, and I don't take that lightly, because allow me to be open and personal with you for just a minute. Has it been a good week for me? My father called me Wednesday, told me my grandmother was in dire conditions. It was unexpected, it was sudden. Traveled to my hometown, and the Lord in his infinite wisdom called my grandmother to her heavenly home. And I would be lying to you if I told you that my family and I are not grieving. But I don't bring this up so that you only be focused on my family and myself, and you won't listen to anything else I have to say in the sermon. But instead, I bring it up so that you will listen to what I have to say in my sermon. Because here is an example of how God works in mysterious ways. For these very words from Matthew's gospel, I had chosen to preach on them before any of this happened. And when it did happen, I found myself going to these words again and again to find comfort. And you do the same. Because it doesn't matter who we are or what we are going through. Whether we are filled with joy and having times of happiness, or whether we are weary and burdened, whether we are grieving, or whether we have times of sadness, we all find rest in Jesus. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure." Matthew says here, "at that time." Well, what was happening at that time? What made Jesus say these words, praising his Father, that he had hidden these things from wise people but revealed them to little children? Well, at this time, right before this, Jesus rebuked certain cities in Galilee where he performed his miracles. But why does Jesus rebuke them? He rebukes them because these people in these cities have seen Jesus' miracles, and yet they refuse to repent of their sins and believe in him. In fact, Jesus said that if these same miracles were performed in Sodom and Gomorrah, those wicked cities that God destroyed, those people would have repented and believed. But these people do not. And think of how foolish that was for them. Imagine if you knew a doctor who was able to cure all physical pain and suffering and disease. You had seen this doctor do this for others, and he's doing it free of charge. If you knew that doctor, what would you do? Automatically, we would go to that doctor to find rest from our physical pain and suffering and disease. It would be incredibly foolish for us not to go to him. And yet these people were so foolish not to believe in Jesus and find rest for their spiritual souls. And instead of Jesus focusing on the negatives of how these people refuse to repent, he gives praise to his Father that he has revealed these things to others. And that's one way that we find rest in Jesus. You and I did not have to go out and try to find Jesus and bring ourselves to faith in him. Jesus revealed himself to us in his word. He brought us to faith in him. And we don't have to be wise and learned people. For here Jesus says that even little children are brought to faith. Even little children can know that Jesus loves them because the Bible tells them so. And not only little children, But the Greek word here literally means infants. But how is it possible for infants to believe in God and to know about Him? It's because of the power of the Holy Spirit who creates faith in an infant's heart through word and sacrament. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that causes faith to grow and to live. Therefore, we find rest in Jesus, for He has revealed that to us. But what about the wise and the learned people? Is it impossible for them to be brought to faith? No. God wants all people to be saved and to know about Him. So then why does Jesus here give praise to the Father that He has hidden these things from the wise and learned people? Well, Scripture answers that question for us. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. You see, God brings the lowly, the unwise, the unlearned to faith to shame the wise and the learned, so that they will see what has happened. They will see the comfort that Christians have, so that they will no longer rely on their wisdom and their knowledge, and that they too may listen to Jesus speaking in the gospel and be brought to faith and find rest for their souls. All of this is done to the good pleasure of our Heavenly Father. Jesus goes on to say, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him." We find rest in Jesus, because the one who has revealed the Father to us is Jesus Himself. And think about who He is and what He has done for us. Jesus says that all things have been committed to Him by His Father. Think of creation. God the Father created everything through Jesus Christ, and God the Father committed creation to Jesus, which means Jesus rules over all things for the good of the church, for the good of those who love Him. Think of salvation. Jesus Christ has completed salvation for us to save us from each and every sin. And you think of sanctification. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to cause His holy Christian church to grow and to be strengthened in faith. Therefore, we find rest in Jesus because of what He has done for us. But we also find rest in Jesus because of who He is and what He is like. Later on, Jesus says, "I am gentle and humble in heart." In a sense, you could say that Jesus is nothing like us and we are nothing like Him. For who of us here are truly gentle all the time? We're not always kind to our enemies as God commands us to be. To our friends, to strangers, we may be too harsh in what we have to say and too mean to them. And even with our own families, our parents and our grandparents, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, our aunts and cousins and uncles, we may not be gentle with them. And who of us here are truly humble in heart? All too often we can think that the world revolves around me and everything should be done for my good. We can be arrogant of what we have done and desiring to receive praise from others. We may be so selfish not to think of others being better than us, but we put ourselves first before them. We are not truly gentle and humble in heart. And like I said, you could say that Jesus is nothing like us and we are nothing like him. But Jesus is everything for us. Jesus is truly gentle with us. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. For if Jesus did, he never would have come down from heaven to be our Savior. Jesus would have distanced himself from us, refusing to reveal the Father to us. Jesus would rightfully punish us for all of our sins. But he doesn't. For he is gentle with us. He desires to give us rest for our souls. And Jesus is truly humble in heart. Even though all creation should honor him, Jesus did not think that the world revolved around him, but instead we were the world to him, and everything that he did and does do revolves around us. Even though Jesus deserved to receive all praise for what he had done, he was not arrogant. Instead, he said that everything that he was doing was done to glorify God in heaven. And even though Jesus was better than all, for he was perfect, he considered others better than himself. He put others first. For Jesus said, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And he did give up his life on the cross to redeem us from all of our sins. Therefore, we find rest in Jesus. For he is gentle with us and humble in heart. He came from the Father full of grace and truth. He came to give us rest for our souls. Which brings us to the most familiar verses of this section. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We find rest in Jesus in multiple ways in these verses. One, we find rest in Jesus because he invites us to come to him. Remember those times when your parents were angry and furious at you because of what you had done? At those times, we are terrified to approach our parents. We can think that they're not going to listen to anything that we have to say, and we dare not ask them of anything at that time. Now think of how true that should be with our spiritual condition with our Heavenly Father. God should be furious at us because of our sins and the wrongs that we have done. We should be terrified to approach God. We shouldn't think that God would care to listen to what we have to say, and we dare not ask him of anything. But we find rest in Jesus, because he is our mediator between us and God. He has removed God's anger from us, and now he tells us to come to him. God wants us to approach him. God delights in hearing what we have to say. God deeply desires to help us and to give us what we ask. Another reason that we find rest in Jesus is because we know what types of conditions we are going through, that we are allowed to come to him. Jesus did not say, "Come to me, all you who have figured life out." Jesus did not say, "Come to me, all you who have no problems in your life. Come to me, only you who are happy and joyful." Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." So whatever is weighing us down, whatever is burdening us, whatever is causing us to grieve, whatever is holding us back that we can't move forward, Jesus says, come to me. Cast all your burden on me because I care for you. I have given you rest for your souls by winning salvation for you. And I will give you rest when you are weary and burdened. Another reason that we find rest in Jesus in these verses is because he tells us to look at him, to learn from him so that he will give us rest. How easy it is for you and for I to not go to God right away. How easy it is that we are weary and burdened, that we try to deal with it all by ourselves. How easy it is to complain to God when we can't deal with it by ourselves. And the fact that we don't go to God right away, we think we can do it all by ourselves, and then we can even complain to God, is reason enough for Jesus to cut off that invitation to come to him. But he doesn't. Instead, he says, look at me. Learn from me. Jesus knows what we go through. Not only because he is true God who knows all things, but also because he is true man who personally experienced these things himself. Jesus knew how important it was to receive rest for his own soul, which means he knows how important it is for us to have rest for our souls. And so he says, look at me, learn from me, and I will give you rest. And a final reason that we find rest in Jesus in these verses is because Jesus tells us that the yoke that we carry is light. And sure, you and I could automatically point out how heavy our yoke is that we have to carry. But is it really? Think about this. Do you have to carry the yoke of earning eternal life and saving yourself? No. That yoke has been carried by Christ who has done that for you. Do you have to carry the yoke of trying to find Jesus and to bring yourself to faith in him? No. Christ has carried that yoke, and he did that for you. Do you have to carry the yoke of making every single thing in your life happen for your good? No. Christ carries that yoke, and he is doing that for you. And the yoke that we do carry, do we have to carry it alone? No. For that yoke is carried by Christ, and he is doing that for you. Christ has carried the yoke of your salvation. He has done everything to save you. Will he really leave us alone to carry our own yoke? No. He is with us every step of the way to give us rest for our souls. Therefore, my friends, no matter who we are or what we're going through, whether we are filled with joy and we are going through times of happiness, or whether we are weary and burdened, whether we are grieving, whether we have times of sadness, let us all find rest in Jesus. We find rest in Jesus because he has revealed himself to us even when we were little children and infants. We find rest in Jesus because of who he is, that he is gentle with us and humble in heart. We find rest in Jesus because he invites all of us to come to him, and then he will give us rest for our souls. Therefore, let us always go to Jesus to find rest, because only he can bring us rest to our souls because he cares for us. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which you will find on page 41 in front of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for our offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.